At what age did you leave Russia?
I left at the age of 39.
What do you miss most about Russia? If you look back at those first four decades of your life, what do you miss?
I actually don't miss anything.
I wondered.
Well, I don't miss the country. I sometimes miss going to concerts and theaters because Colombia, although it's been wonderful to me and I met my spouse here, however, Colombia doesn't have as much as Kansas City or St. Louis.
For yeah. example.
But actually, I miss nothing about Russia.
See, you're free to say that and we're not going to have any repercussions on that.
Well, unless... Russian president is listening. Yeah.
Where's your book available?
My book is available pretty much everywhere. It's available from Amazon. It's available from Barnes & Noble. It might not be in stock, but you can order it from Powell Books and Books A Million. Independent bookstores can order it for you, too.
In the pictures, there's always such a heavy eyes and sad look. And so many of the pictures of people from Russia at this time period, isn't there?
Well, that's actually atypical, yes. And the first time I heard somebody say that she was happy, that was here in Colombia. I just arrived and somebody was taking me around town and she stopped at some point. I guess it was a red light, a light or something. And she said, I hope you like this town. I'm really happy here. And I almost fainted, you know. First of all, we are very superstitious. We don't say things like that. You don't push your luck. Secondly, how can anybody be happy when people in the world are suffering, you know? Uh-oh. We just never thought in those terms. It was not the happiness we were after. We were ready to suffer for some big goal, you know.
Wow. Is it different there now, you think?
Oh, it's different there now, although I haven't been there for a long time. And actually, the reason I wrote this book is it's like a long answer. People usually when they meet me for the first time, they first of all I say hi and they say where are you from, meaning my accent. And mm-hmm. I just said hi.
No, we can hear that.
And another reason is that they ask why you came, and you know it's hard to explain uh-huh. why you came. So this is my answer.
So you're just going to have to carry around a load of these books, and every time somebody asks you, say here, buy this book, and
exactly.
you'll know all the answers.
Yes.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming in and giving us some taste of what this like growing up in Cold War Russia. The stories are just, they touch on many ways, just regular childhood ways, family, and obviously the nature of the nation and how it was different there than anything that I can. I'm not that much different in age-wise from you, and I didn't have any of those experiences, I don't think, although I probably was brainwashed in certain things. All countries want their kids growing up, I think, to think a certain way about their country. But you really explain it well in Cold War Russia. Thank you.
Thank you. I just add one more thing. I'm going to have my book talk on May 7th at the Columbia Public Library.
And very neat.
It will take place at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., and I'll be happy to have as many people as I can for that.
May 7th. What time does that start, you say?
7 p.m.
May 7th is a week from this Thursday.
That's right.
All right. You can go and hear Svetlana Grobman talk about The Education of a Traitor, a memoir of growing up in Cold War Russia. Thank you very much for being here today. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me.